but the undershirt isn't thick enough to obscure it completely. He pulls the picture from his pocket and holds it up against the glass, looking between the glossy paper and what he can see of the design on the girl's back. It wouldn't be significant except that all but one of the girls have them. Different colors, different designs, but all the same in essentials.
"You think he did that to them, sir?"
asks one of the techs, watching the girl on the monitor. That camera is aimed from the other side of the interview room, showing an enlarged view of her face, her eyes closed, her breaths slow and deep.
"I guess we'll find out."
He doesn't like to make suppositions, especially when they know so little yet. This is one of the very few times in his career where what they found is so much worse than they could have envisioned. He's accustomed to thinking the worst. When a child goes missing, you work your ass off, but don't expect to find the poor thing alive at the end of it. Maybe you hope, you don't expect. He's seen bodies so small, it's a wonder there are even coffins to fit them. Seen children raped before they know the meaning of the word. But somehow, this case is so unexpected he isn't quite sure where his footing is. He doesn't even know how old she